No qualifying bids for the world's only large-scale cultivated meat plant. Upside Foods terminated its $50 million stalking horse bid on 14 August. The receiver's 17 August filing records no qualifying bids by the deadline, no auction and no sale hearing. The bid that vanished was already below the two senior secured claims on the file. From LifeMate Tech. On 14 August, Upside Foods told the receiver handling Believer Meats US estate that it was terminating its asset purchase agreement. 3 days later, receiver Kevin Sink filed the consequence with the North Carolina Business Court. No qualifying bids were received for the transferred assets by the final bid deadline. The stalking horse bid no longer exists. No auction would be conducted on 17 August, and the sale hearing set for 20 August was unnecessary. A facility that a BDO teaser describes with the words, over $150 million, was invested in designing, building and installing related equipment for this state-of-the-art protein manufacturing facility. The site Believer's own CEO called the first and only large-scale cultivated meat production site in the world, currently has no buyer at any price. In our analysis of the two parallel auctions on 12 August, we argued that the structural risk was not the discount but the split. The plant was being sold by a receiver in North Carolina, while the cell lines, media formulations and control software were being sold by a trustee in Israel, and the Israeli trustee had said plainly that buying one did not get you the other. 5 days later, the plant sale collapsed, and one of the buyers' enumerated exit rights points directly at that split. This piece checks that claim against what has since been filed. What the record now says. Date December 2025 event, Believer Meat ceases operations, source Ag Funder News. Date, early February 2026 event, placed into general receivership, Kevin Sink appointed, source Ag Funder News. Date, 2 June 2026 event, NC Business Court approves upside asset purchase agreement as baseline bid, source court documents via Ag Funder News. Date 9 June 2026 event, $50 million stalking horse bid reported. Competing bids must exceed $52.25 million, source Ag Funder News. Date 20 July 2026 event, original competing bid deadline, later extended to 10 August, source Ag Funder News. Date 5 August 2026 event, Israeli trustees extended deadline for IP bids, source Ag Funder News. Date 14 August 2026 event, Upside notifies receiver it is terminating the purchase agreement, source receiver's 17 August filing. Date 17 August 2026 event, receiver files, no qualifying bids, no auction, no sale hearing, source receiver's filing. Date 24 August 2026 event, Upside says it remains interested in the facility, source Upside spokesperson. The receiver's filing adds one line that is easy to skim past and worth reading twice. The receiver reserves all rights against the buyer and all other parties in connection with the purchase agreement, the sale procedures order, the order amended deadlines, and otherwise. That is a receiver preserving the option to pursue the terminating bidder. Upside own account is narrower. Unfortunately, the conditions of the transaction were not met, so we have exercised our termination right. Upside remains interested in the facility and will evaluate next steps once the receiver outlines a new process and timeline. Practical consequence: the plant is not on the market at a known price today. Anyone modeling contract capacity or an asset purchase in cultivated meat should treat the Wilson site as an unpriced asset in an undefined process, not as a $50 million comparable. The bid was already below the secured claims. This is the arithmetic nobody has set out, and it matters for what any future bid can look like. Two senior secured positions are on the public record. Claimant Gray Construction, James N. Gray Company, amount $36.4 million basis, alleged owed for design and construction work per its lawsuit. Claimant Amris Bank, amount $25 million basis, term loan with first priority security interest in bank accounts, machinery and equipment. Claimant disclosed subtotal amount, $61.4 million. Claimant, upside terminated bid, amount $50 million basis, stalking horse purchase price. Claimant, shortfall against those two claims alone, amount, $11.4 million. Court filings list further secured parties whose amounts are not public. Robert Reiser & Company, Leaf Capital Funding, ADM Ventures Investment Corp, GEA Systems North America, and GEA Mechanical Equipment US. Grey Construction and GEA are also the two contractors named in the BDO teaser as having provided the construction and process engineering. So the highest price the market produced for this asset was already $11.4 million short of just the two quantified secured claims, before any of the other five secured parties, before receivership costs, and before a single unsecured creditor. The $36.4 million grey figure is an allegation in a live lawsuit rather than an adjudicated debt, so the true priority stack may settle lower, but it may also be joined by claims not yet quantified. The grey construction claim is worth holding against the build cost. A construction claim of $36.4 million against a facility with over $150 million invested means the disputed construction bill alone is roughly a quarter of the stated investment, and the entire market bid for the finished asset was about a third of it. Practical consequence: for a distressed cultivated meat facility, the relevant valuation floor is not scrap or replacement cost. It is whatever clears the secured stack. Where the best bid sits below that line, the secured creditors have little reason to consent to a sale and considerable reason to wait, which is a structural argument for these assets sitting idle rather than transacting. Why the buyer could walk. Court documents filed in June permitted Upside to terminate without liability for several specified reasons. Reported in full, they were: if the receiver materially breached the agreement, if required agreements with creditors Grey Construction or GEA were not executed by the relevant deadline, if Upside could not make the required determination that operating the facility would not materially infringe third-party IP, if the court failed to enter the required orders, or if the receiver pursued an alternative transaction. Upside has not said which condition failed, and we are not going to guess. But the third item is the one that connects to the auction structure, and it is the one our earlier piece flagged as the weak joint. The Israeli trustee, Yoel Freilich of Jissen & Co., was explicit in July. Whoever purchases the plant in North Carolina does not get the IP or the know-how of the company and doesn't have permission to use it, other than by buying it from FML. The IP being sold separately comprises three families of patents plus cell lines, media formulations, and per the trustee's flyer, bioreactor operation, perfusion strategy, centrifuge integration, automation recipes, harvest/wash procedures, and process data generated through Israeli pilot-scale development and transferred into large facility design. The receiver's own June brief had already recorded the ambiguity, noting that FML pleadings appear to imply that FML owns certain assets located at the facility, including certain intellectual property, although no such property was specifically identified, while stating that the receiver did not believe FML owned assets at the facility. The approving order nonetheless preserved FML's rights over excluded assets, including, but not limited to, any frozen cell lines located within the United States, media formulation receipts, and slash or process diagrams, and control software owned by FML. A buyer being asked to certify that running the plant would not materially infringe third-party IP. In a building where the previous operator's parent may own the control software and the process diagrams, is being asked a genuinely hard question. Practical consequence: in a distressed sale of a bioprocess facility, the automation recipes and process data are not incidental to the steal. Where an insolvency splits the tangible plant from the process IP across two jurisdictions, the plant's marketability is impaired by the split itself, independent of the plant's condition. What is actually being sold? The package the receiver has been marketing is the Wilson production facility, plus bioreactors, media and process tanks, centrifuges, freezing systems, wastewater systems, automation and production control systems, and intangibles such as permits and licenses. It excludes selected equipment leased from CSC Leasing and Roberts Oxygen Company. The BDO teaser adds that the site had USDA and FDA inspections complete and approved. A genuinely scarce attribute, since regulatory clearance of a facility is slow and non-transferable in the general case. AgFunder News reports that the court documents do not detail the bioreactor sizes, but understands them to be at the 20,000-litre scale. We have not seen a court document stating this, and treat it as reported rather than established. For context on the buyer, Upside Foods has raised $608 million, paused its large-scale Glenview, Illinois facility in early 2024 in favour of its smaller Emeryville Epic site, and has said it conducted dozens of runs at 2,000-litre scale there. Its hybrid approach, cell biomass combined with plant-based meat, has not secured regulatory approval. A company that paused building large-scale capacity, then bid for large-scale capacity, then withdrew, is a reasonable proxy for how the sector currently prices tank volume. The IP is finding interest the plant is not. The contrast within a single estate is the most useful data point here. On 24 August, the Israeli trustee told AgFunder News that he had received bids from several parties for the IP all through the industry. His July extension of the IP deadline cited the vast interest shown in the technology from cultivated meat companies, investment funds, and other entities. Over the same period, the plant attracted exactly one bid, which was withdrawn, and no qualifying competing bids at all. We do not know the IP bid values, no figures have been disclosed, so this is a comparison of interest, not of price. But the directional signal is hard to miss. In cultivated meat's largest insolvency to date, the know-how is contested, and the tanks are not. That is consistent with the argument we have made repeatedly on this beat, most fully in our review of the public cost models and the capacity map. Installed volume is not the binding constraint the sector's capital raising narrative assumed it was. The counter-argument. There is a reasonable case that this reads worse than it is. Stalking horse terminations are ordinary in distressed sales, and a failed first process is frequently followed by a completed second one at a similar or better price. Upside says it remains interested and is waiting for the receiver to outline a new process and timeline, which, read plainly, is a bidder that wants the asset but not on the current terms. The enumerated termination rights include several that have nothing to do with the asset's value, a receiver's material breach, or creditor agreements with Grey and GEA not being executed by their deadline, would both let a willing buyer walk from a plant it still wanted. That second possibility deserves weight. If the deal died because agreements with Grey Construction or GEA were not signed in time, then the collapse is a creditor consent problem, which is exactly what the arithmetic above would predict when the price sits below the secured claims and is fixable by renegotiation rather than by a lower price. The absence of competing bids is also less damning than it looks in isolation. Any competing bid had to clear $52.25 million to qualify, covering the purchase price plus breakup fees and expenses. A bidder who valued the plant at $45 million had no route to express that within this process. No qualifying bids and no interest are not the same finding, and we should not conflate them. What we could not establish. Which termination condition Upside relied on. Upside said only that the conditions of the transaction were not met. Our discussion of the IP infringement condition is an identification of a plausible mechanism, not a finding, whether any non-qualifying bids were submitted. The filing records no qualifying bids by the deadline. It does not say whether lower offers were received, the value of the IP bids. The trustee confirmed bids from several parties and disclosed no amounts. The current secured claim totals. Gray's $36.4 million is a litigated allegation. Amounts owed to Robert Reiser & Company, Leaf Capital Funding, ADM Ventures Investment Corp., and the two GEA entities are not public. Our $61.4 million subtotal is therefore a flaw on the disclosed claims, not a statement of the priority stack. The plant's build cost on a consistent basis. As we set out previously, the insolvency filing figure of roughly $154 million and BDOs over $150 million rest on different bases, and reporting differs on whether the former includes installed equipment. We have used BDO's figure here because it is the one attached to the asset being sold. Bioreactor scale. Reported as approximately 20,000 litres, not confirmed in a document we have seen. What happens next? The receiver said only that he is evaluating appropriate next steps. No new process, timeline or reserve price has been published.
What to watch?
Four testable things which we will revisit. Whether a new sale process is published, and on what terms. In particular, whether the qualifying bid threshold drops now that no breakup fee needs covering. Whether the plant and the IP are ever recombined. If a single buyer takes both, the split was a process artifact. If they end up in different hands, the Wilson site becomes a large sterile facility whose process knowledge lives somewhere else, and its next valuation will tell us what that is worth. Whether Grey Construction's $36.4 million claim is adjudicated or settled, which will fix the real height of the secured stack. Whether any completed sale clears $61.4 million. If a plant with over $150 million, invested and completed USDA and FDA inspections, cannot clear the disclosed secured claims. That is the sector's clearest published statement to date on what large-scale cultivated meat capacity is actually worth. The case is Gray Construction Inc. D. B. A. James N. Gray Company Plaintiff vs. Future Meat Technologies Inc. D. B. A. Believer Meats Defendant and Amaris Bank Intervenor / Plaintiff in North Carolina Business Court, Case 2025 CVS 5578. Court filings referenced here are reported by Ag Funder News. We have not obtained the docket directly.